Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, sort of Vern said during the break that he's disappointed in the decision of Will Smith to play the genie.
What's he thinking?
And I'm thinking to myself, Will has made some horrific decisions in roles he's taken. This, to me, is one of his better runs of
late. He's been bad for 10 years.
I haven't seen anything he's done in 10 years. So, no, it's not a bad decision. He's still getting paid. I'm not seeing it. I'm going to see Aladdin probably. And it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
It looks ridiculous.
Looks like Will Smith. It's the same thing as Ali. That's not Ali. That's Will Smith.
But what do you know what the genie looks like? It was a cartoon, Vern.
I know what Will Smith looks like, and damn sure isn't blue.
What are you talking about? What, is he supposed to completely change his appearance?
I mean, but why did they
No, that's why you get someone I don't know.
Why did they have to make it exactly like the cartoon?
What do you think they should have done? Had him walking?
Yeah, I mean, change it up. Like, Robin Williams was fantastic as the genie in the original Aladdin. You're not going to recreate that magic.
They're trying to.
So why are you making Will Smith the exact same appearance in a live-action Aladdin movie?
It's the same reason why they're making the guy who looks like Aladdin look the same way Aladdin looked in the movie.
What's that guy's name?
But they got to have some star power.
Have it as a voice.
Oh, my God. This is... Come on, man. This Suicide Squad was horrific.
Okay, fine. I didn't see it.
He made that movie, that other movie with Margot Robbie that was okay. I don't remember what it was called. It was called Focus or something that like that.
Collateral Beauty. That was awful. I watched it. How about Bright?
Made that movie with this kid that was terrible.
Bright.
It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
This is one of the better things.
None of those movies.
After Earth, I think. God, that was horrible.
Oh, God, it was.
None of those movies.
How about Winter's Tale?
Good. Will match.
I don't even know what that is.
The amount of money that Aladdin brings in. We can all agree on that. All of those stupid movies you just named, none of them will come close to what Aladdin's going to bring in. And when you bring in money, you bring in eyeballs, you bring in critics, and that is going to backfire for one of my favorites of all time, the great Will Smith.
I don't think you can say the great Will Smith.
And I love Will. Are you kidding? I'm sorry,
I swear to God, I don't want to do this because that is the stupidest thing you've ever said.
It is not.
As far as I'm concerned, he's only got like two good movies.
He's not great. Will Smith is not great.
Serta, sit down. You spent a whole segment last week.
I didn't say that he had just two
good
movies.
I need you to stay out of this, too.
All right.
Serta, you know this is true, Sean.
Real quick, before you get this protein house, eat with the purpose text line. Really think, gather your thoughts. 69306. Vern said that Will Smith
is great.
I quote, great. No.
Serta spent an entire segment last week fawning over Big Willie Style. Not even one of his, three best albums?
He said it was when he was seven.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was a child. Yeah,
okay, voice, so music.
Yeah.
Music. Great. Television. One of the greatest sitcoms of all time.
He had of a course. Great sitcom. No one's denying
He had a great sitcom.
And movies.
Overall.
The list of movies.
Will
what
Smith
are we doing
is not
I could argue
guys.
His
what
only
mean,
good
what are we
movies
doing? Who, hold on,
are Hitch.
Hold on. Who is Ali?
Ali
we're going to
And The Pursuit of Happiness.
Right here.
I could argue those are his only good movies.
Look, he was good. He was straight in Pursuit of Happiness. I hate it. I wish his punk ass would just get a job. Anyway, I'm serious, man. You're going to have your wife working 3-hour shifts with your ass and get a job. You're going to make your kids sleep in that damn. Oh, boy, I almost cussed. But we just pulled a car over real quick. Listen, who else is great? Because when I think great, I think Denzel Washington. When I think great,
I think Tom Hanks.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I think Sean Penn. There is no way in God's green earth that Will Smith is in those guys' categories. He is good and has had a terrific career. He is not great.
I'm going to cuss.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, what are you upset about? That we don't have iRobot in there?
He's not in Hancock. Is that another one that's toiling it?
I actually like Hancock.
So hang on. Daniel Day-Lewis is a great actor in movies, and now that usurps everything that Will Smith has done in his career.
I didn't say
usurps. Guys, I'm talking about the man. He's great.
You're the man. He's a good.
What was the last hit single from Daniel Day-Lewis? What was the great sitcom starring Daniel Day-Lewis?
Listen, man.
He was a multi-faceted, great
star. It's a
drama.
After 1990.
Moving on.
After 1992.
More of a thespian.
95, Will Smith's music.
The finale of Fresh Prince wasn't until at least 97
or 98.
But I'm
talking about his music he was putting out. After summertime,
he's standing
went
there
kaput.
In the house all by
it
himself.
Went kaput.
Carlton goes running out. He's like, damn, sure, I'm going to miss you. Sam.
Yes, no one is disputing the greatest thing that he did was Fresh Prince.
Okay, but he has great movies, and then the albums to go along with it.
Give me, what were his top five on the movies? Where are you at great? You're taking too damn long right now. Where are you at great? Because you hate Ali, so you can't put that up there.
I don't hate Ali.
One of the only
it's
ones
just
he
I
was
know
not,
what it is.
Had nominated
it's
for.
Will Smith pretending to be Muhammad Ali.
You're jumping on the Wild Wild West bandwagon?
Never saw it.
An original Men in Black was a game changer for his career.
Never saw that either.
So
look at the money he brought
Day
in.
Was good. He's brought it. I'm not saying he's brought
Independence
he's
Day.
Great,
Enemy of the State's
man.
Really good.
He is not great.
Enemy of the
I'm
State.
Sorry.
Yes, Independence Day.
I mean, Gene Hackman saved him.
Someone like this is asinine. 913. Will Smith is a top five male actor over the last 20 years.
That's what you guys are trying to make.
With Hank DiCaprio, Johnny Depp,
he
Brad
is not in
Pitt.
The same ballpark.
Are you
as
kidding
DiCaprio.
Me?
DiCaprio
he
just
he
makes
dream.
Good movies.
He is in the Jamie.
Except for the beach.
He
that
is
was a long
a notch
time ago. Though.
Above Jamie Foxx, and he ain't never had nothing like Ray.
And
a
Shutter
notch.
Island.
Fresh Prince was that much better.
Jamie Foxx is great, too.
Oh, God, go to hell. Jamie Foxx is not great. Stop it. Stop. Now stop
See,
it,
you
damn
don't,
it.
You don't respect versatility. That's your
no,
problem.
I respect versatility, but I respect greatness, and that ain't greatness.
You don't respect
Jamie
sitcoms
Fox?
And music, apparently, then. It's only movies
I
for
do.
You, you snob.
I do.
There
parents
is another
don't
Bad Boys coming out,
Parents just don't
though.
Understand, and the early stuff with Will Smith was fantastic. Big Willie style is awful.
There is a Bad Boys 3 coming
Big
out.
Big Willie style is Pitbull.
It's not
Pitbull
awful.
Is not great. Big Willie style is Pitbull. And nobody said Pitbulls are great.
Sig a cigar in the Cuban cabal. I don't light it. It's for the look.
I just
bite it.
I'm going to throw this butter in your face. I'm just going to stop. Jamie Foxx is great. Stop it. And I love the Jamie Foxx show. Stop.
Jamie Foxx doesn't even get top billing in his own movies anymore.
Jamie Foxx is one
you guys
best
are,
actor.
This is all about
he's
movies for you.
It's
that,
not,
and that's
no,
what
it's
you're
not just
me.
About movies. It's not just about movies. But Will Smith is, he's not Drake. He's not a great musician. His stuff early was good. Big Willie style knocked.
So Drake ranks higher on whatever list we're compiling right now is higher
than
Will Smith?
Are you
going
to say that Drake is not a better – is rank, Drake doesn't rank higher as a musician?
Okay,
music-wise, without
you
a doubt.
Don't
oh, okay.
respect versatility, okay. obviously.
I do. But that's like me saying – I'm not going to say that overall Drake is great when you bring in his role as in Degrassi. He wasn't great in that.
Are you comparing DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince to Degrassi?
I'm just
do that.
You,
do that on the radio. Put your name behind that.
I'm literally saying I'm not gonna put there and say that he's great because he's got versatility and he showed that he was on a roll.
Will Smith could have been Neo great, in the Matrix and turned it down for Wild Wild West.
Okay. Made a huge mistake.
Now I won't go this far comparing Will Smith to Leonardo DiCaprio from the 816. It's like comparing Tom Brady to Kirk Cousins. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, Leo had growing pains.
Yeah, The Beach is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
That wasn't. I didn't hate it that much.
I didn't hate it either. I don't know. What you're
talking it's real bad.
All right. I just. So Vern. Yeah.
I've seen
so Vern
at least
insert,
six times. Though.
Like Vern. Yeah. Vern and sort of feel you like Nick Cannon's music.
Nick Cannon has music?
Yeah, I don't know any of
it. Oh, you don't remember Nick Cannon? His
I mean, I saw Drumline a couple of times.
With B2K.
Hold on. How do we get to Nick Cannon?
Put the kid
you guys
to
are
bed.
Not even having a real conversation if Nick Cannon comes up.
All I'm saying is, man, I don't like to throw the term around great.
Oh, I do?
It seems like you do. You just threw great in terms of Jamie and
Jamie Foxx, music, movies, television, stand-up.
He is extremely versatile.
Get real.
He's not great at any of the one of them.
Being able to do all four and get millions for them makes you great.
Yes. I love Jamie. He couldn't hold Justin Timberlake's jock. Coming up.
He has before.
When?
I'm sure he has.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.